we've been telling you this afternoon about the sad story of a southern Utah man who died within an abandoned mine east of St. George yesterday afternoon. Now, he'd apparently been pumping water from a horizontal passage while trying to find gold or silver ore.
Steve Fluke with the Utah Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining says there are thousands of open abandoned mines across the state. For roughly 30 years, the division has worked to find and close them.
We'll never be able to close them all. There's so many of them. It's a lot of work. We have to deal with the Environmental Protection Act, and so we have to do an environmental assessment, and we have a cultural study. We have archaeologists look at the sites. When we choose a project, it takes us about 3 years before we can get on the ground and do the construction work.
Al Fluke says closing a mine isn't as simple as just tossing in some dynamite.
We don't use explosives. We backfill some of them, and others we put in walls, or we put in gates or grates. So there are several different closure methods we use. We're basically just closing the entrance on adits, and shafts are vertical, so sometimes there's not material to backfill them, and we'll put a big grate over the top of them. There is a national campaign as part of our work where we tell people to stay out and stay alive. We're trying to safeguard the mines from people going in them. There's many people that don't understand hazards that are associated with the abandoned mines. Things simple as going in and falling down holes.
Fluke says he understands efforts to close mines are sometimes unpopular, but that they do take care to protect the historical nature of the site.